714.
Good morning, Mr. Jeff.
It's ATG.
Well, good morning, Mr. Jim. You sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. How are you?
Well, after shoveling the driveway three times yesterday, I had a very nice sleep last night. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I can understand that. you know, I gotta say, I was very lucky. I worked a long day yesterday. I got off work, and by the time I got home, the wife had the driveway almost completely finished, and I honestly sat in my truck and watched her finish the driveway, so my truck was out of her way, and then pulled the vehicles back in. So I didn't have to deal with the snow this time, but the next snow is my responsibility. So her and her brother have both taken a couple turns each, and it's time for me to get in there again.
Hey, well, very good. You must be blessed, or you're treating your family very well. Let's put it that way. Very, very good for you, sir. Hey, one update for you. I told you the last time we talked about cars running off my T intersection, well, about an hour after we talked. Well, number two ended up in the swamp.
See, what you need to do is you need to get a camera pointed right there. That way in the winter you turn it on and record and, you know, catch all the people doing that and then post it on social media. You'd be a hit. You'd be, you start making money off that. Hi.
Yeah, silly things people do trying to come to a braking stop at a stop sign and not succeeding or something like that. The last one, the first one ended up upright, and so all I had to do was, tow it back out. Second one, it rolled over. So, since I've lived here, that's number five that's done that.
Too fast for conditions is all you can say, You can imagine how many thousands of cars have gone down that road, and out of that, only four or five have actually missed it. I guess, you really can't say that's a really bad thing. So, and it's only the ones that are going too fast, so I guess they learned the hard way.
Right. I don't think any of them were, quote, speeding, but like you said, too fast for conditions. I think that's the correct police terminology. Very good, sir. Very, very good.
Yep, just because speed limit's 55 doesn't mean you drive 55 on the ice. Oh, shoot. And that's one thing I've learned a long time ago is that no matter what, you should always be in control of your vehicle. If you can't be in control, you're going too fast. So, oh, shoot. But anyway, there is something to be said about living on that edge of being too fast. Anyway, so, no, it is Friday. Happy Friday to you, sir. I am looking forward to a one-day weekend. I work Sunday. I got to go down to Detroit and go to a motel, and then I work down in Detroit for Monday and possibly Tuesday, too, and then come back.
Oh, I've heard you taking trips down to Grand Rapids. I've never heard you take a trip over to Detroit for work. So that should be something different or a new office that they've opened down there, or I'm not sure.
I know you've heard me talking about working for MDOT, doing the tracking systems and stuff like that. Apparently they've got two new trucks that they need stuff put in, and they're sending me down there to do that. So that is my task on Monday and Tuesday, to outfit two MDOT trucks with tracking systems to keep track of their speed and where they're putting salt down and where their blades are down and all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah, very cool. Very, very cool. Yeah, we've talked about that for, the Cadillac branch. That would have been County Road. Didn't know you did state stuff, but hey, you live and you learn. Sounds kind of fun. I'm sure all these big Class A trucks that you're talking about reporting when they're spreading and how full they are and all those kind of data points. That's kind of fun to have.
It doesn't necessarily say how much they have in their vehicles, but it does say when they're actually spreading. They do have, it's basically a computer that ties into the computer of the truck. And it ties into their spreaders and stuff like that. Any information that's available via the truck is available to the system, whether it's speed or oil pressures, all that can be monitored from a distance.
Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Mike. I'll be short time. I'm from Sheboygan County.